Your leadership pipeline can shift into an entire new place over the next 30 days. Focused, intentional prayer makes a dynamic difference to a church's leadership pipeline because it changes you, the person who prays, and it changes your church's leadership pipeline as well. Hi, John Finkelde here from Grow a Healthy Church. Thanks for joining me in this episode of the power of a 30-day prayer focus upon your leadership pipeline. Today's episode, I'm going to teach you how to operate in a spiritually dynamic way with your leadership pipeline. I'm going to give you one specific step you can take that will have an impact upon everyone serving in your church and even especially upon those not serving in your church. I'm going to help you understand what a difference intentional focused prayer that you and your team take on board can make in this pipeline. And I'm going to give you a challenge at the end. So if you're up for a challenge, hang around. Now, last session, last episode, we talked about highlighting all the lists, printing the lists out, getting them highlighted, and then reordering them into those 4 Ds, 5 Ds, the do-nothings, the doers, the delegators, the designers, getting those lists in front of you, maybe even kind of sharpening up, put a bit of color around them, make them look a bit interesting, and keep them in front of you for 30 days. And we talked and I mentioned about praying over these lists. So I now want you to give intentional, focused 30 days of prayer to these lists. I want you to take the do-nothing list, pray over every single person every single day. Jesus didn't tell us to pray for many things. There's the Lord's Prayer, there's the prayer to get out of Jerusalem in the Great Tribulation, of what time of the year it should happen. I don't think you need to worry about that unless you're living in Jerusalem at the time of the Great Tribulation. But Jesus did tell us to pray, Lord of the harvest, send laborers into the harvest field. So I believe that when you're praying for your laborers and those who are not laboring but attending your church but not serving and not helping, not lifting a finger to really boost the life of the church, when you pray these prayers, my goodness, I believe the Lord is listening and I believe the Lord is moving and answering. The prayer of a righteous person has power. And I believe as you begin to seek the Lord and pray, imagine for 30 days, every single day, you name all those do-nothing people before the Lord and just see what God does. Now, I think also, while you're praying over those people, I believe the Lord has the capacity and the ability to open your eyes, to even put some of those people on your heart, where you actually, even during the 30 days, you go and have a little chat to them and talk to them, ask them, would you like to get involved in serving the church? You may find there are people there ready for an invite, for an ask from their pastor, from a department leader, from their friend in the life of the church. You never know where this will go. Pray over the doers, those who are serving. Again, the Lord will put upon your heart different individuals that just need a text of encouragement from you. They just need a phone call, maybe a coffee, maybe a note of encouragement, but you'll find yourself getting more involved with those people and how you can support them and strengthen them. The same for your delegators, for your designers, as you pray through those lists every single day for 30 days, as you do it with your team. Actually, even to bring this into some Sunday services and say, hey, we're going to pray for everyone who's leading a team in our church. Bring them out the front of the church and pray for them. Pray over them in front of the whole church. Honor them, appreciate them, thank them. Lay hands upon them afresh. Assign them and commit them to their assignment afresh. Commission them afresh, if you like. I think once you get going with this 30 days of prayer, you'll have all sorts of different ideas, all sorts of different strategies and tactics will emerge. Why? Because I think the Lord loves to answer this prayer. Lord, send laborers into the harvest field. And every now and again, I do this in my own world. If I'm praying for someone, I'll send them a text and say, hey, I was praying for you this morning. And sometimes I'll do this with my friends and family. I'll say, how can I be praying for you at the moment? People love to get texts like that. And you may have people on your heart because of this 30-day prayer challenge that you're going to take up. I know you're going to take it. It's going to be good for you and for your church. You're going to feel at times, I just need to ask someone, how can I be praying for you? We all love it when we get a message like that. Imagine the encouragement you can bring to those serving in the life of your church through you being involved with them. I think this is dynamic. It's spiritual. It's pastoral. It's brilliant oversight of your leadership pipeline. So make sure you stay in touch with me by hitting the subscribe button if you haven't done so already. And also have a look in the notes. We have a 3-minute evaluation quiz available for you. It's totally free. That gives you a report on the serving culture of your church. It's called Mastering the Art of Building a Serving Culture in Your Church. When you complete the quiz, you get a full-blown PDF customized report that shows you where you're doing well, where you can improve, and gives you ideas on how to actually improve the serving culture in your church. Check out the notes. You can see it in the notes. Check out the link and enjoy that 3-minute evaluation quiz. God bless you as you pray over the next 30 days for your leadership pipeline.